Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vel aqibetu lil muttaqin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala şerefil enbiyai vel mursalin. Nebiyyina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ecma'in. Ve men tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yevmiddin. Amma ba'd. Kale Allahu tebareke ve teala fil Kur'anil Mecid vel Furkanil Hamid. Ba'da a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما is known for his expertise in the tafsir of the Quran. He is known as Ra'isul Mufassirin, the leader from amongst the Mufassirun, those who commentate on the Quran, on the meanings of the Quran. And the reason for this is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a dua and made a dua in his favor. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. O Allah, give him the understanding of the meanings of the Qur'an. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a young child, a young boy, approximately the age of 7, according to the narrations, when he acquired much knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then remembered the advices that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him, and then transmitted these advices to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a young child, once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that I requested to spend the night at Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was the maternal aunt of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he says that I spent the night at Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha's house, who was the beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the reason for me wanting to stay the night and spend the night at her house was to see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does at night. Was to see the salah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are talking about a child who is 7 or 8. A child who is 7 or 8 years old. And this is his thinking. That I want to spend the night with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see and to participate in the tahajjud when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wakes up. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma also got up. And then he stood beside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went and he stood on the left side. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved him to the right side. And then he transmitted this hadith and told us the mas'ala, that when two people stand for salah in jama'ah, then the muqtadi will be standing on the right side. This mas'ala came from a child. So this very same Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that once I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave me some advice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave me some advice. So he said, Ya ghulam. He said, O young boy. Which again shows that when this advice was given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a young child. So he said to him, Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I am going to teach you some words. I am going to give you some advice. I am going to teach you some words. So from this practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand how important it is to communicate with our children and teach them the correct aqeedah and the correct belief with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding Qiyamah, regarding the messengers. This madrasa, the madrasa of home, is an extremely important madrasa for the preservation of iman. In the verse that I quoted, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he should be feared. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in the state of iman and Islam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, the address is to the believers, that O believers, I have given you iman, and your job is to protect that iman. Your responsibility is to protect that iman. And you have to make sure that you don't die without iman. Not only you, but your children as well. How are we going to protect our iman? How are we going to protect the iman of our children? Is by learning about the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning about the Quran, learning about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us, and then teaching that to our children. The madrasa, alhamdulillah, we have the maktab system, and many things are taught in the small time they come to maktab, in 1.5 hours or 2 hours, when they come to maktab, many things are taught. But the actual maktab and the actual madrasa is the madrasa of the home, where the parents can teach them iman, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Look at the advices that he gives to this young boy. He says that inni u'allimuka kalimat, I am going to teach you some words. Ihfadhi Allah yahfadhka. The first advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him, that protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Meaning protect the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserve the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you in this life, and more importantly, Allah will protect you in the hereafter. Allah will protect you from the attack of shaitan on your deathbed. Allah will protect you in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you on the day of Qiyamah. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? Protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is يَحْفَذْكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. So this is the first advice that he gives. And the second thing that he says, إِحْفَذِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. That protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. You will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Whenever a calamity, a challenge comes in your life, then you will see the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you are confused, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding you towards the right thing. Whenever there is a difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you overcome that difficulty. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. That protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. And the same word, hifz, you know, normally we say, hafiz is who? Hafiz is someone who has memorized the Quran. And in the Salaf, a hafiz was that person who had memorized ahadith, approximately 100,000 ahadith, some say 300,000 ahadith, was considered to be a hafiz. So we say, we call someone who has protected the Quran, who has memorized the Quran in his heart, a hafiz. Over here, protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran also mentions this word, hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. The Quran says that protect all the salah. So one of the things that we need to protect is the salah which has been given to us, the gift which was given at Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to the seven heavens. So this is the first thing that we need to protect, our salah. And the other thing that we need to protect, there are many, many things and many laws and many boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but some of the main things which the ulama have mentioned, the other thing that we have to protect is we have to protect our tongue. We have to protect our tongue from talking about the honor of other people. There is one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat of Bukhari, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ, that whoever gives me the guarantee of what's between the jaws, meaning the tongue, وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ, and what's between the legs, meaning the private parts, whoever can give me the guarantee to protect these two things, أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, I give him the guarantee of Jannah. I give him the guarantee of Jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So when we are saying that protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect yourself from speaking about the honor of people, backbiting about people, eating their flesh like the Quran mentions, accusing them, or thinking bad of people, protect yourself, protect your tongue. Protect your tongue from vice and vulgar language. And protect your private parts, starting with the gaze. If you protect your gaze, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً, the Quran says that don't even come close to zina. Don't even go close. Starts with the eyes. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, say to the believers that they should lower their gaze. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, and the women equally have to lower their gaze. This command is not only for men. The women have to lower their gaze as well. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. So protecting the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you overcome. And we have to start with salah. Salah, إِنَّ salah تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That salah is the thing that stops a person from fahsha and from munkar, from evil things, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this advice to who? I reiterate, to a 7-year-old, to an 8-year-old. Which means that these teachings have to be shared with our children. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has boundaries which He has set for us. And we cannot go beyond those boundaries. If we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to stay within the limits. Ihfadillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tajidhu tujahak, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. And then the advice He gives to him, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, that when you ask someone, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want something, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and when you seek help, then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making tarbiyah of Abdullah ibn Abbas, is making his iman, that protect the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you want something, don't go to your mom and dad. Go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. When you are in need of help, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Make dua in your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know and have yaqeen and have conviction that if the entire creation was to get together, if all the people were to get together and try to harm you, they will not be able to harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that for you. And if the entire creation were to get together and try to benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you. They will not be able to benefit you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that for you. Allah is in control. The humans are not in control. The population and the community and the society, they are not in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. So these were some of the advices that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a young Abdullah ibn Abbas, 7 years old, 8 years old. So we should also try and first practice upon these advices. Learn about the advices given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then instill this iman that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching the Sahaba into our children as well. And if we do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Our iman will be preserved, and inshallah the iman of our generations will be preserved as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman until our last moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us all in Jannah. If all the brothers could just stand up from the first saf till the last saf and make the sufuf, so when the other brothers come, it will be easy for everyone. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
there are any spaces in front of you, then please fill them. There's a lot of brothers waiting in the corridors. So if there are any spaces in front of you, then please fill them in so we can start Salah on time after the khutbah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون فعن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كنت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف رواه الترمذي وأحمد أيها المسلمون هذا حديث جليل يتضمن وصايا عظيمة وقواعد كلية من أهم أمور الدين حتى قال بعض العلماء إذا أردت أن توصي صاحبك أو أخاك أو ابنك فقل له احفظ الله يحفظك فمعنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم احفظ الله يحفظك أي احفظ حدوده وحقوقه وأوامره ونواهيه ومن أعظم ما يجب حفظه من أوامر الله الصلاة وقد أمر الله بالمحافظة عليها فقال حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى ومدح المحافظين عليها بقوله والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون وكذلك الطهارة فإنها مفتاح الصلاة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن رواه أحمد عن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه ومن أعظم ما يجب حفظه من نواهي الله عز وجل اللسان والفرج فعن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من يضمن لي ما بين لحييه وما بين رجليه أضمن له الجنة رواه البخاري أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد كما صليت وسلمت على نبينا إبراهيم وعلى آل نبينا إبراهيم، وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد كما باركت على نبينا إبراهيم وعلى آل نبينا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الراشدين وعن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعن المؤمنين والمؤمنات وعن جمعنا هذا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم أعز الإسلام واهد المسلمين إلى الحق، واجمع كلمتهم على الخير، واكسر شوكة الظالمين، واكتب السلام والأمن لعبادك أجمعين. اللهم كن عونا لإخواننا في أرض الأقصى المبارك، وكن معهم وثبتهم واربط على قلوبهم وصبرهم، واخذل عدوك وعدوهم، واجعل الدائرة عليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك بك نستجير، وبرحمتك نستغيث، ألا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أدنى من ذلك، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله يا مصلح شأن المصالحين. اللهم ربنا احفظ أمتنا، واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا، واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows and ensure that all gaps are filled. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله